Yeah, that video, redo, recommit. Growing up in church, y'all, the youth group, we used to always sit right over here. Our youth group did. And we would sit down front and like a big group of us, and very thankful that we grew up Leawood Baptist Church and a big youth group. And we would, again, that's where our dating was with that youth group. But at the close of the service, our pastor would give an invitation and invite people to come down front that wanted to accept Christ and get saved. And so you would see people come down, and then he would, extend an invitation for people who wanted to rededicate their lives or recommit their lives to Christ. And so I remember sitting in the youth group, and I would see somebody come down, and they would announce, "Brother so-and-so, and he's recommitting his life to the Lord." And the youth, we'd be over there sitting on the side and say, "What brother do say? He's got to come down and recommit his life." I mean, like, that's the way we would be, It's like somebody gets saved, it's like, yay, but somebody recommits and you immediately start, y'all know what I'm talking about?
Well, you just wonder, what's going on?
Hey.
Wonder why they had to.
Again, think about that scripture. Those who look to the Lord are radiant. There is no shame.
That's right.
And just like we would get excited when somebody gets saved, we need to be jumping up and down when somebody recommits their life to the Lord, because that's somebody saying, I know that I'm far from God, and He is drawing me back to Him, and I need more of Him in my life. So I am making that public commitment, and I'm saying, here I am. Here I am. I'm recommitting that. That's what we did. We recommitted our lives to the Lord. We
Start to own
recommitted
it.
our
Like,
home,
this is it. This is my
our
story.
marriage.
To God be the glory. And I would read a verse like this and go,
Mm.
well, that was written a long time ago, but Lord, that may as well be me right now, and I'm thankful for this. If I had not confessed the sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God did listen. For me, in the year 1998, He paid attention to my prayer. Praise God. He did not ignore my prayer or withdraw His unfailing love from me. And we started to really pay attention to that punch list that he was lovingly laying out in front of us. Here are the things I'm seeing. They're in your handouts. You have some blanks there. Maybe not right now, but as God prompts you, maybe some areas in your life that you just know, this isn't best for my life. Maybe it's some clear things. This does not glorify God. Or maybe it's some more subtle things in your life. But I encourage you, fill that in as God prompts you.
So true. When we shared the part of our testimony about Chris Beatty, the vocal coach, that man's continued to be a part of our lives, and I'm so thankful for his influence on my husband. And that was the year 1998, and about 5 or 6 years ago, Chris and Carol, his wife, were passing through town, and they called us up and said, "Hey, we'd like to meet you for lunch, and we're passing through, and let's grab lunch." And we sat down at a table and just began to share with each other what's going on in our lives and what's God been doing in our lives, and reminiscing about that day that they first met. And I asked Chris, I said, "So tell me, Chris, when did you start doing that, where you have a new client come in who wants his vocal lessons or wants to have his vocal, problems fixed or whatever, where you ask him those questions about their spiritual life? Like, when did God prompt you to start doing that with your clients?" And he looked at me and Clay. He looked at us both from across the table, and he's just this loving, kind, fatherly figure. And he said, "Oh, Clay and Renee, I had never done that before in my 20 years of practice, and haven't done it since." He said, "It was like the Holy Spirit of God was so thick in that room telling me I had to ask that boy those questions or neither one of us were getting out of that room that day. Y'all, we got to be walking so close to God that we hear from Him when He's telling us to speak truth and life in love to a brother or sister in Christ. Y'all know it? So many times I feel like God has nudged me, and you fight with it. You say, they'll think I'm crazy if I say that. They'll think I'm in their business. They'll think I'm butting in. They'll think I think I'm holier than them. But you go at it in love. And when you know God's telling you, you speak that truth. Y'all, I'm so thankful for that man, that he spoke words of truth into my husband's life. And I've seen now God restore the voice that he took away. You know, as parents, when your kids are little and they're playing with a ball in the house, and you keep telling them, don't bounce that ball in the house, something's going to get broken. And what do? They keep bouncing that ball and something gets broken. And you take that ball and you put it up on the refrigerator or up in a shelf where they can't get to it anymore, right? And you put it up there for a while until you take it down again when you feel like you can trust them with it. And y'all, that's what I have seen God do in the life of my husband. Restore something that was very precious to him, that for about 8 years after it happened, we thought it would never return. To allow him now to lead worship and to sing every Sunday morning and to lead a choir and to sing praises to him. But y'all, it had to start with a repentant heart and a turning to God. That verse right there says it all, right? It says it all. God has given us our families. I saw so many cute tater tots running around here tonight. Y'all call babies and children food products, don't I? Sweet potatoes.
She's calling your children and grandchildren tater tots. I'm sorry.
They're the sweetest sweet potatoes and tater tots. I just love them and could eat them up. Y'all, we're so blessed to have those babies around and to be influencers in their lives. It's precious what God, marriage, just what he's given us.
We need to see it in that way. You know, that when you truly see value, eternal value in these things.
Yes.
And this is something we're going to talk about, fellas, in our breakout session. We want to protect it.
Yes.
You want to protect something that God has gifted you with, mm-hmm. that truly has real value in your heart. You don't just throw it out. You don't just say, "Well, it's not going good now, so I'm just gonna move on. I'm gonna try something else."
Do you care if I share that what I read to you in the car today?
I don't care at all. Please do.
Have any of y'all ever read any Ann Voskamp? Any women in here follow Ann Voskamp? I mean, y'all, it brought me to tears when I read this. I'll get emotional right now because I thought about coming here tonight. And I thought about somebody who may be here whose just marriage is just barely hanging on. And you may think, I don't even know why we're here. But this word that she wrote today, just about people fighting. She speaks of heroes up right now, hurling after chemo treatments, warrior mamas hunched over sick, children fighting, marriages hurting bad behind tightly closed doors, and parents of prodigals with knees scraped raw because of all their begging prayers. And don't think for a minute, folks, this world's not in a bit in flame with a billion burning heartaches. And that's no cliche or joke. There's a billion burning heartaches tonight, y'all. Everybody's in the midst of their own burn. And there's Jesus. There's Jesus looking the brave, his children right in the eye, And he's pulling us close and he's saying, stay with it. That's what's required. Y'all stay with it. That's Luke 21:19. Stay with it. Stay with doing what is hard. And stay with doing holy things. Stay with believing him for impossible things. Stay with brazen hope. Y'all, we need hope. Stay with him. She says this, in the midst of your own fire and burn, turns out you can be lit with a greater light, a braver flame, a brighter blaze, and you can fight fire, with the heat of his greater love. We can't fight the battles on our own, but with his strength, he can make something good out of it. And I believe that. I believe that tonight. It's worth fighting for. It's worth saving. Take a look at this video.